When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Earth Day sale. 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepherd, he is coming to you live from New York City. And we welcome you. Yeah, no, we welcome you for real. Like this radio station, or this show at least, act like it's your house. We got rules, though. You ain't going to be here acting like a jerk. You're going to take your shoes off. You're going to be respectful. We can have discourse. We're going to do it in the proper way. Anyway, thank you to everybody listening on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to everybody tuning in on our hundreds of stations all over North America. And so whether you live in a city that I have heard of, which is many of them, I've been to a lot of them, or if you're someplace that I've never heard of, I've been to a few places that I've never heard of, kind of just driving by, thank you. We appreciate you. We got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about tonight. Obviously, the NBA playoffs continues to roll on. Tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers, they beat the Brooklyn Nets 102-97. Philadelphia now leads the series 3-0. You will hear a whole lot more about Joel Embiid kicking Nicholas Claxton than you will about the conclusion of this game. Also, the fact that Joel Embiid kicked the guy, he didn't get ejected, and James Harden hit a guy, Royce O'Neal, in the groin, and he immediately got the boot. Those are the big stories coming out of this game. Don't believe the hype. Joel Embiid did not Draymond Green anyone. A matter of fact, Nicholas Claxton went for a dunk. Joel Embiid was in the vicinity. He did not get dunked on, and Nicholas Claxton took this as an opportunity to step over Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid didn't appreciate it, and he kicked at him. Kicked him between the legs, kicked him where he could, kicked him at the legs, and they didn't give him the boot. And I think it was justified. Take a listen to this call from TNT.
Bridges, he'll come the other way. Mikal Bridges. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and Claxton, and down goes both of the players.
It looked like, did Embiid trip Claxton? Because it looked like he was looking over him after that finish there by Claxton. Claxton was standing over.
Yeah, Nick Claxton was standing over him. He got a technical foul. Joel Embiid was assessed with a flagrant one foul. And then later on in the third quarter, early on in the third, James Harden had the ball at the top of the three-point line, going towards the corner, was getting ready to drive to the basket. And like most people do, when someone is very close to you and you're trying to create space, James Harden extended his arm, his hand, and he hit Royce O'Neal in the groin. I do not believe it was intentional. I can't imagine why James Harden would try to do such a thing in that moment in time. It didn't look intentional, but James Harden, he got the boot. And he was having the best game of the series so far, his best game of the series so far. James Harden finishing with 21 points, but having to watch in the back. And Joel Embiid, the expression on his face when James Harden was ejected was just like, well, damn, what did he do? Nothing? Tyrese Maxey scored 10 points at the end of the game, and the Sixers ended up holding on to win a 3-0 series lead. Right now, as well, the Golden State Warriors at home in San Francisco, they lead the Kings 43-35. Domantas Sabonis is playing. We know Draymond Green is not playing. And then about 25 minutes ago, the Clippers and Suns got underway as well. The Clippers currently lead 20-18. Keep in mind, tonight, Kawhi Leonard is not playing due to a sore knee. And so we'll keep you up to date on those two games as we continue on. Sacramento, if they win tonight, 3-0 series lead. And the Clippers and the Suns, whoever wins tonight, will go up 2-1. We got a lot to discuss as the show continues on. We're going to get into the Oakland Athletics. I feel bad for all of my friends in Oakland who are being treated like pawns. Shohei Ohtani, Max Scherzer suspended for 10 games. Matt Patricia going to the Eagles. Dylan Brooks is the NBA's village idiot right now. We got a lot to do. But right before we went to break, speaking of James Harden, he was ejected tonight, hit Royce O'Neal in the groin, got the boot. But there was a rumor that came out earlier today, or a piece of news from Woj, and he pretty much said that James Harden, there's a possibility that he might end up back with the Houston Rockets, depending on how this season goes. And I can't see a reason in hell why the Rockets would want to bring him back when they have so much young talent. They're going to be selecting high in the draft again. And to bring James Harden in to take the basketball out of some of these guys' hands makes no sense. I think it's just a matter of James Harden trying to posture for a larger contract from his good old buddy Daryl Morey with the Philadelphia 76ers, who, if you recall, was the man running the show while James Harden was in Houston. And so I think James Harden just trying to go out here and get paid. And speaking of returning back, is Tom Brady just fooling with everybody? Is Tom Brady just out here just telling jokes? Is he at the dad joke stage? Is he not going to give anybody a set answer? Tom Brady was in Florida today, where he lives now, because that's where people go to retire, right? Hey, Shep, maybe if we move to Florida, we can just quit.
Well, let's not do that. By the way, let's be real. He's at the grandfather age, and I'm not saying that to be insulting to TB12.
Oh, no. He turns, a 46-year-old grandfather?
Maybe not the best example, but Jason Williams.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly. The one with the Y. He was the grandfather.
Wait. Which one?
The one with the Y? So not the Jason Williams of the Kings.
There's two black ones. Hey, yes. Let's go through Jason Williams, right?
Right.
There's White Chocolate.
Yes, not him.
There's the one that shot his limo driver.
By the way, can a white guy say white chocolate? Like, because I never want to be offensive when I say that.
To white people?
Can I say that? Yes.
You say what you want.
Okay, fair enough. Not him.
Hey, Shep, hey, you don't, please don't ever call me this. I'm black chocolate. Don't call me that, though.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't think it.
Yeah, don't do that. Well, good. I'm happy. Anyway, there's white chocolate. There is Jason Williams, who shot his limo driver, unfortunately.
That's the one, yeah.
And then there's the one that's on ESPN with Stephen A., and Stephen A. hates him, from Duke, he crashed his car.
Yes, I believe it was the motorcycle.
Correct.
Right after his rookie season, and his career obviously was never the same, yes.
We're talking about rebounding, the 8 offensive rebounds a game, Jason Williams from the Nets.
The one-time All-Star, those late 90s Nets teams with Gill and Cassell, Jason Williams.
Keith Van Horn.
And Keith, correct, great call.
And the stupid Fox mascot.
Yes.
Why
yes.
did the New Jersey Nets have a fox as the mascot?
I don't know. Maybe that explains.
You ever seen a fox in a swamp?
Maybe that explains why they have not built on their fan base of five, like you always allude to.
Anyway, what about old man Tom Brady?
Well, no, what I'm saying is he's not just, I mean, Giannis is making dad jokes, and Giannis is still in his, like, mid to late 20s. Tom Brady is 3 months shy of 46. He's grandfather right. territory at this point. And well, he's still, like, I'm sorry to, jump on this, JR, but like you said, he's not exactly closing the book on coming back.
So here's the deal. Tom Brady, because this is what retired wealthy people do, they sit in these gigantic conferences that people pay hundreds and thousands of dollars for just to sit in a room. And so Brady was at one of these things in Miami, and he was asked a very simple question on the stage. Hey, bruh, and this kind of jokingly joke question, he's just like, hey, you plan on coming back? Would you come out of retirement and play for the Dolphins here? And this is what Brady said in response.
Spending a lot of time in Miami, now you call it home. By chance, is there any chance that you're coming out of retirement and playing for the Finns?
Oh, man. I know, honestly.
I'm just saying, you gotta...
Well, I will say, now that I'm not affiliated with any team anymore, and even though I have strong ties with a couple teams, I do have some friends on the Dolphins that I really like, so I wouldn't say I necessarily root for them all the time, but I root for my friends to do well, and several of them play for Miami, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end.
Oh, now we're going to end our conference. Thank you for forking over $3,000 to sit here and walk away with nothing, and thank you, Tom Brady, for the joke. All you had to do was say, nah, I ain't coming back. He's just fooling around at this point. What is he waiting for? Tua Tagovailoa to come out and say, oh, man, I changed my mind? Tua Tagovailoa, we played this last night. Tua Tagovailoa stood in front of the media and said, hey, guys, I really, really sat down and contemplated retirement. 25 years old. My head has been bounced around like James Harden dribbling a ball. And I had to think about it. And then I said, I want to keep playing football because, A, I love it. And then Tua Tagovailoa said, I want my son to grow up and remember me and understand who and what I am as a football player. He wants his son to get it. I totally hear you. And so what is Tom Brady doing? Is he waiting for Tua to be retired? Is he waiting for Tua Tagovailoa to be retired? I mean, enough of these little jokes here. A matter of fact, this is what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about his future in the NFL. Listen to this.
I considered it, for a time, having sat down with my family, having sat down with my wife, and having those kind of conversations. But really, it would be hard for me to walk away from this game with how old I am, with my son. I always dreamed of growing, playing as long as I could to where my son knew exactly what, he was watching his dad do. And it's my health, it's my body, and I feel like this is what's best for me and my family. So, I love the game of football. If I didn't, I would have quit a long time.
What was that, music to Tom Brady's ears? Like what? We got Tom Brady is 20 years older than Tua. He's 20 years older than the guy. Tua could be his son. And so Tom Brady's sitting at this conference. Hey, Tom, you going to play for the Dolphins in the future? He's like, I'm not associated with anybody. I got friends on the door. What are you doing, man? A couple of weeks ago, he's just talking about how him and his daughter adopted a cat. And it's going to be tough for him to come back. So much to do about nothing. I'm not drawing any conclusions out of this. I just hope. I hope that Tom Brady is done. Please. We do not need the Brett Favre. We do not need the yo-yo. We do not need the back and forth. This would be extremely difficult for Tom Brady to do. We do not need Tom Brady to step into Aaron Rodgers' territory. But he's already there. Not really. I think it's impossible for anybody to step into that space. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well said, bro. Well said. Please, for God's sake, I don't want to see Tom Brady in an NFL uniform again. I mean, he'll be 46 in August. Why in God's name that he would have put his damn body on the line all the time? I mean, please, it's getting annoying. I think he and Aaron Rodgers have been one of the most annoying people in the NFL, players in the NFL in recent years. Just, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, without a shadow of a doubt, is just ridiculously annoying with his, is he going to retire? Is he going into the hole? Is he going to deceive the media? He gets paid by Pat McAfee to show up every week and talk. He's insufferable. And now we just have to wait to see how long it takes for him to join the Jets. But, Manny, I'm with you. And you know, I think at this point, Tom Brady's just out here having fun. And I hope it's true. I don't want to see him back. And I would lean towards him just being gone. We'll find out soon enough. Thank you, Manny. Appreciate you.
Don't mention it, bro. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, it's halftime. Golden State leads Sacramento 53-41. 53-41. The Golden State Warriors lead Sacramento as they try to pick up their first victory here in this series. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So, if you want to go by rumors and stories, James Harden might return to the Houston Rockets next season. I'd be shocked, a little surprised. Tom Brady was asked just real clearly, would you think about coming out of retirement to play for the Dolphins? No, didn't come out of Tom Brady's mouth. Who knows if we see Tom Brady ever again? I hope not. There's a player in Major League Baseball who you will not see for 10 games, and that's because the umpire said his hands were too sticky. He's a cheater. Or is he not a cheater? Or the umpire is just dumb as hell. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. I mean, when you got to check a man's hands to see if they're sticky, I mean, that's another conversation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll tell you who got suspended on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Fernando Tatis Jr. is back. Good for him. The Padres are taking on Arizona right now. At the top of the sixth, they're tied at 5-5. And Tatis batting leadoff here in his return. He's 0-3 with a strikeout. Welcome back to the majors. Stay away from motorcycles, steroids, drugs, dirty haircuts. Shep, did I leave anything out? Right? No, right?
You're pretty good.
Yeah. I still can't believe his dad. I don't know. I remember Fernando Tatis playing, and I would think someone who has major league experience at his level, I think he might have been a one-time all-star. Probably for the Cards, I believe. I can't believe how much he just enabled or had excuses for his son. But anyway, welcome back, Fernando Tatis Jr., and I certainly hope things work out for him moving on in his career. The San Diego Padres have committed a lot of money to him. Maybe they get out of it because of his own stupidity, but that's a conversation for another day.
You know, his dad, JR, hit two grand slams in one inning?
Who? What?
His dad hit two grand slams in one inning.
I remember that.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, that's nuts. Was that against the Astros?
I don't recall.
No. Somebody listening against, knows it. They'll
I
want to
say
know.
It was. Let me.
Was it the Mets?
Was it the Dodgers?
I don't remember. I remember he did it. Hey, listen. Oh, let me leave that man's. Let me leave him alone.
Yeah, it was against the Dodgers. Yep.
It was against the Dodgers. Okay. I was going to talk about Tatis's his ears, man. It's just.
By the way, Jared, in all seriousness, what? This could be their rallying cry. You know?
Who? What? Tatis?
Yeah. Because they're going to have to support him whether they like it or not.
I think his teammates are over it. He's back. He's playing. They'll get over it. You know, Soto, he hasn't had the hottest start to his season. He's batting 188. I've been watching his batting average since the beginning of the year. I expect him to eventually come on so he can get money and he can get paid. And it's still early. San Diego, a slow start here at 9-11. But they got plenty of time to go out there and turn things around. So we'll keep up with Fernando Tatis Jr. I do want to talk about this individual who, unlike Fernando Tatis Jr., his career is pretty much cemented. Everything that he is doing is like icing on the cake. It's a cherry on top. And I'm talking about Max Scherzer, multiple-time All-Star, multiple-time Cy Young winner, World Series winner. Max Scherzer is going into the Hall of Fame if he decided to quit tomorrow. He's 38 years old, and yesterday he had one of the most, just say, interesting days that you will ever see from a pitcher. Max Scherzer, future Hall of Famer, he was ejected. I know everybody ejected, right? Draymond Green ejected, Nicholas Claxton ejected, Draymond, yes, ejected, suspended, James Harden ejected, and Max Scherzer was playing the Dodgers yesterday. The New York Mets won the game 5-3. Max Scherzer had to watch it from the back because the umpires checked this man's hands and they determined that his hands were too sticky. That's an insinuation that he was cheating. He was trying to increase the spin rate of the ball and get an unfair advantage. And he got the boot in the fourth inning and he was just beside himself because the umpires kept telling him, your hands are sticky, wash them. They made him wash his hands in front of an official. He washed them. And they were still upset. Listen to this. This is a crazy-ass explanation yesterday for Max Scherzer. Take a listen.
The second inning, my hand, it was a little clumpy from the rosin and sweat. That it was clumpy, and Phil told me to wash it off, so I washed it off. Came back out there after the third, with alcohol. I washed it with alcohol. And rosin, and when I went back out there, the alcohol for a little bit there can be sticky in rosin. That can happen. So he was like, that's too sticky. You need to go back on there, wash it off again, and reapply the rosin. And so I did that. And then at the same time, he thought my glove had too much rosin on it. And I was like, okay, if that's a problem, there's nothing going on. He's like, you need a new glove. Like, okay. So come back out, pitch a third. And knew I was going to get checked in the fourth. So I'd have to be an absolute idiot to try to do anything when I'm coming back out for the fourth. When I then go back out there, and Phil Cuzzi says that my hand's too sticky. I don't get it. Yes, when you use sweat and rosin, your hand is sticky. But I don't get how I get ejected when I'm in front of MLB officials doing exactly what you want, and being deemed my hands too sticky when I'm using legal substance. I do not understand that.
The visuals from this or these encounters were hilarious yesterday. Like, this shows you, and I love baseball, but this is the ridiculous part about baseball. When one grown man steps to another grown man and says, let me see your hands. Let me rub them. Well, what's in your belt? What's in your hat? Wash your hands and come back. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, make him run around the field five times and come back and check him again. Like, make him stand on his head before he can go pitch. It's The theater of it is ridiculous, and it makes baseball look like a joke. And here's the deal. Today, Max Scherzer was suspended 10 games for, you know, going against Major League Baseball and its grip-enhancing substances policy. What? We know guys have been cheating. I mean, Gerrit Cole was on the dais on a press conference a couple of years ago. Hey, you ever use Spite Attack? Use it. For years, players use things. And, you know, I'm just, it's like, yeah, come on, man. We know this. Listening to Max Scherzer's explanation sounded like somebody's kid. You know, the school calls you and they say, hey, you know, your kid was doing this. And then your kid comes home and your kid gives you an explanation. And the explanation has so many details where you go, man, these teachers must be idiots at the school. My kid makes more sense than the staff. That's what Max Scherzer basically said. He swore on his kids. And not that, you know, that means that he didn't cheat. But why would he cheat after they just nagged him for three innings, four innings? Why? And then today, Max Scherzer said, I am not going to appeal because my appeal would have been heard by Major League Baseball. It would have been a waste of time. Listen to Scherzer.
I got suspended today, 10 games. I went through the appeal process. Looked at what that appeal process was going to look like. I thought I was going to get in front of a neutral arbitrator, but I wasn't. I was going to be through MLB. So given that process, it wasn't going to come out on top, given that. The best thing for the Mets, MFA, what the Mets wanted me to do, and that was to accept the suspension and come to a settlement with that. I came in a settlement with MLB on what the fine should be and move forward in that. So that's the best thing for the Mets at this point in time.
But, okay. On the other hand, Max Scherzer, a little long in the baseball tooth, he could use a game off, right? He's a pitcher. Suspended for 10 games. He's only going to miss one start. He's already missed a start because he needed rest because his back hurt. He's 38 years old. Take the day off. Come back. Good for him. He needs rest. That's why nobody is, pardon the pun, ain't nobody pitching a fit about Max Scherzer missing a game because it'll probably help him out in the long run. But this theater of take off your belt, let me rub your hands, let me rub your hair, are you cheating, let me watch you wash your hands, what are you gonna make them do next, go to the bathroom? Hey, let me watch you use the bathroom before you throw the ball. Like, what are we doing here? This stuff with baseball is a joke, and it looks comical. If I am just someone flipping through stations or channels, I don't know if people still do that, and I come across this, I'm going, what are they doing? Why are they rubbing that guy's hands? Oh, he's cheating? This is baseball? I'm not watching this garbage. This is not baseball. Congratulations, baseball. You played yourselves again. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about that ridiculous comedy show with these umpires and Max Scherzer? Yeah, we don't want nobody to cheat. But the umpires are just, y'all are taking it too damn far. Let's just play baseball and not watch Max Scherzer get felt up. And now he's suspended for 10 damn games. This is crazy. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then, speaking of crazy, oh my God. The disrespect to my fans, all my friends, not my fans, my friends in Oakland, in the Bay, by baseball, even the NFL, I'm tired of it. The Oakland Athletics and their fans, they get spit on again. I'm going to talk about this on the other side. The phone lines are open.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you why I am just, I'm upset. Like, I'm really bothered with Major League Baseball. Not because of Max Scherzer, but because of how Oakland and the fans in Oakland are being treated. I'm going to get there in a second. We did talk about Max Scherzer before the break, suspended by Major League Baseball for 10 games because his hands were too sticky. They said, wash your hands. They watched him wash his hands. They told him to get a new glove. He got a new glove. They told him to do everything except to, walk over the Brooklyn Bridge and go to Junior's to get cheesecake. He's in California, so I guess he didn't want to make the cross-country walk. 855-212-4CBS. Preston is calling from here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Preston?
How's it going, man? This is nothing but Major League Baseball trying to overcompensate for that steroid era. Any hitter will tell you that they rather the pitchers have, a substance on their hands so they can control that baseball. Hitters are getting hit in the head at a higher rate than ever before. And it is absolutely ridiculous. I love baseball. That's my first love. And the fact that they can't seem to get things right is beyond me. It's crazy.
Well, they're old as hell, Preston. I think we know that they're old as hell, man. That's it. Ain't nothing else. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Jared. Thank you. Appreciate trying to back off this sea cheater where Max was anything but that. Huh? He's he helped the union get strike or that little delay last year started. Max was on time. This is stupid though, the looks of it, that there's gotta be a quicker test to check a ball, start the game, check a ball. There's gotta be a way to check it quicker. But Max is anything but a cheater. Max is probably the best pitcher, Verlander, maybe Clayton Kershaw, but I think I'd rather have Max through his era. And that's all. Max is, I just don't understand that. I mean, they checked him, he's in, and washed his hands right in front of him. How could he be, so he couldn't be cheating? They just got to get something right and tighten that rule up.
Tell me what you really think, Chris. Yeah.
They just got to tighten it up a little bit. But, don't use that with Max. He's top-notch. He's what's good about baseball.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, do you agree?
Okay, Eunice, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, now I can be that. Thank you for the laugh. Now I can be upset. Why are they treating Oakland like this? See, this is the worst part about sports. And listen to me very carefully. Because you, yes, you, on the other side of the speaker, whether you got on headphones, earbuds, it's coming through your car, your house, your whatever, your computer, whatever it is, listen to me very carefully. You're a sports fan. Probably. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting here listening to me. This is the worst part about the business of sports. We can all get riled up here and there about the contract that a particular player gets and, oh my God, it's only a game. They make so much money. This guy makes $50 million a year. Oh no. Okay, get over it. Don't watch anything then. This is actually worse. Everybody can make so much damn money. A superstar player can make that $40 and $50 million a year. And then we see a complete jackass like Daniel Snyder of the Washington Commanders walk away with $6 $1,000, okay? And you want to know why? It's because you love sports. I love sports. And there are different levels of fandom, right? Of course, they are your ridiculous fanatics. They buy everything. They wear everything. They bleed the colors. They pass it on to their families. They spend, 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 spend. It is a part of their identity. Or maybe it's strictly business for you. Maybe FanDuel and Prize Picks and whatever the case might be. Maybe going to Vegas and the MGM is your best friend. Maybe you are invested in sports because of the potential financial rewards that you can gain. Maybe you're not hopefully you're not going overboard. But from a team and league perspective, you ain't nothing but fan number, 1 million. 1,000,003, 1,500,037, 8. I have no idea. You're just a number, right? And so that's all everything boils down to. And when you look at the Oakland Athletics, John Fisher, the owner of the A's, he doesn't give a damn what your name is. He doesn't give a damn about your family history. He doesn't give a damn about World Series titles. He doesn't care about history since basically 1970. He's 68. He doesn't care about any of that. He looks at the dollars and he looks at the cents. And he says, there are enough people in Vegas and I can't get my way with a stadium here. I'm going to leave. Just like the Raiders did, went right the hell out to the desert. Just like the Warriors did. They said, oh, we winning again. We can make more money on the other side of the bay. Let's cross the bridge. Let's play in San Francisco. Let's build Chase Center right there. Oakland has lost the Raiders. Oakland has lost the Warriors. They go back to San Francisco. But they lost the Warriors once they had success. And now because they can't get a stadium, they're going to move to Vegas. And from a business perspective, oh, yeah, it's smart. From a business perspective, oh, yes, it makes sense. But what about caring about the fans, right? And this is who y'all do it for. You do it for the fans. Nobody gives a damn where the fans are, where they come from, whose feelings get or got hurt, as long as they can get the cash. You want to tell me about the Colts moving? You want to tell me about, I don't know, and I feel bad for my friends in San Diego too. You want to tell me about the Chargers? You know, just going up I-5. You want to tell me about them? Chargers ain't no damn Los Angeles Chargers. They belong in San Diego. And so the Oakland Athletics, whose owner has basically pulled the plug in Oakland, is not paying anybody. They have a record of 3-16. And then you have Rob Manfred, who basically is saying, yeah, I don't think they can stay in Oakland. After the man stopped investing into the team because he believes he has a better deal out in Vegas, and they've bought land. The Oakland Athletics have signed an agreement to buy land in Vegas right next door, right behind the New York Casino. You know, fake New York? Fake Empire State Building? Yeah, over there. The Oakland Athletics hope to move in by 2027. Their current lease expires in that trap out in Oakland by 2024. I don't know where the hell they plan to be in another 3 years. And then you have the commissioner. You still have the team there, and they're dumping on it. The Oakland Athletics might as well not exist for 3 years since they're playing these dumbass games. This is what Rob Manfred had to say about this move. And it's pretty sickening. Take a listen to this. He was talking to Mad Dog.
I do want to say this. I think the mayor in Oakland has made a huge effort to try to get it done in Oakland. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen.
You're not optimistic.
I think the A's have proceeded prudently in terms of exploring the Las Vegas alternative. Given the lack of pace in Oakland, I think they have to look for an alternative.
You think at the end of the day, Oakland's going to Vegas?
I didn't say that. I think what I said is, and I stand by, given the lack of pace in Oakland, the lack of certainty, they have to be looking at Las Vegas. They need an alternative because they can't continue to play in the facility they're in.
I hope. And that's the commissioner. You would think he would have a better solution. You would think he would actually say something about the fans. But the fact is, they don't give a damn about the fans. Rob Manfred has stood idle while they stopped paying for players, while they traded away every decent asset that they had. We got Matt Olson here in Atlanta. This man is whooping ass. He looks like an MVP candidate right out of the gate. Who needs Freddie Freeman? We got Matt. He's allowing Oakland, the Athletics, to die a slow death, unless this is just a master class in negotiating, and it might be. This might be the final push of the button. The Oakland Athletics, they signed an agreement to buy land in Vegas. Hey, a contract is only as good as anything. Ain't nobody afraid to be sued here. I'm not going to say that's the end-all be-all, but utilizing a fan base as pawns, toying with their emotions, looking at an organization that has been in the city for as long as the A's have been there, since 1968, is just disgusting. And then baseball wants to wonder why things don't work. Over here jerking around the fans. Ain't nobody showing up to that Coliseum. The place is huge. It's falling apart. The New York Mets were visiting a couple of days ago, and they couldn't even use one of the booths to broadcast because there was a possum living in the booth. 10,000 fans showing up. And on June 13th, the A's fans are going to show up. They're going to try to show up in droves to send a message to John Fisher. We are here, but F you for leaving. And this is just terrible how the fans get used as pawns. We have some teams and some markets. The Lakers ain't moving. Knicks ain't moving. Yankees ain't moving. Bulls ain't moving. We know that there's some teams that aren't moving. But there are a lot of squads, man. They take the fans for a ride. Don't get got by these silly-ass owners. And don't let them hide either. I got no shame in it. Hey, John Fisher, I don't know this dude. You're a jerk for how you are treating these fans. And I don't need to know the details or the inner workings of your deal. You're a jerk, just like Daniel Snyder. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And guess what? I'm going to tell you about another jerk who plays in the NBA. And it's not Draymond.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. John Draper talks about the new 988 short code for mental health suicide lifeline.
In terms of just providing access to a service that we know is effective in reducing emotional distress and suicidality among people who contact, you're definitely going to reach more people, including save more lives.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Betting 101, increasing one's bankroll. Take $200, deposit it at BetUS. Watch it grow to $450. Now that is science. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free.